Welcome to Wacky Geeks. This week's on the show, Bleeping MTV, YouTube, Ted and Jacko to be discontinued, and more exploding batteries. We're here once again, this time with a smaller round table. I'm your host, Michael Wilhelm, and our co-host,
Mike Dunlap.
And we have Randall.
Hello, how's it going?
And anyways, this in here seems to be getting Mike all up in arms about MTV.
I just think it's stupid.
That, amen.
I mean, it's not getting me up in arms. I just think it's incredibly stupid of them. MTV has recently put up a whole bunch of music videos online. Included in those is Weird Al, with many different music videos, including one called Don't Download This Song. In this song, he sits there and mentions file sharing sites like Morpheus, Rockster, LimeWire, Kazaa. MTV, on the other hand, does this to the song where the names of the voice, where the names of the yeah, they actually bleep out the names of the sites, hoping you might not find these sites, you know, half of which are dead and gone, you know.
You know, the ironic thing about all this is they're by beeping them, but by editing the tracks of music, they're calling attention.
Yeah,
to the fact that he's talking about illegally downloading songs from these sites, and yes, you're right, half of them are defunct. But
Morpheus and Grokster are dead and gone. Kazaa is pretty much toast,
right?
And LimeWire is barely hanging in there.
This is a perfect example of just this some sort of stupid corporate mentality. They're like, oh well, you know, we'll fight this file sharing thing by like drawing attention to the problem. I do not understand it. It truly amazes me. Once again, we've talked about Sony in the past and Microsoft in the past. Well, add to that list MTV or Viacom or whoever.
They're in that list.
Right, yeah. And it unfortunately keeps growing. Yeah, and mind-boggling, but oh well.
Never underestimate the stupidity of corporate tools.
Seriously. I mean, do these guys not get it? I mean, I don't know, man. It's not only stupid, but it shows a lack of just plain common sense.
You could go find this on YouTube.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. The YouTube version's up there, and Weird Al's the one who put it up there.
Right. Yeah.
It's on his site up on YouTube. Obviously not Weird Al bleeping it, so take a guess who it is.
Which you could download, right? That's part of the.
Yeah, I think you can still download that song if I remember right. But I know when it first came out, you could download that song for free. You know, Weird Al was like, "Don't download this song, be put on a site for download." You know,
can we say irony? You know, that's
Weird Al knows the definition of irony pretty well, I think, at this point in time.
Yeah, so that's very true. I'll give you that.
Well, speaking of YouTube, YouTube passes Yahoo as the number two search engine.
This is just incredible to see.
Are you really surprised by this?
Well, I just find it very funny. You know, YouTube is now the number two search engine. So basically, Google owns number one and number two spots. I mean, as if number one wasn't already a big enough spot for them to have, they now have both of number one and number two.
That's true. That's true.
And you know, Yahoo's a distant third now
and dropping.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they shot themselves in the foot 6 or 8 months ago with the whole Microsoft thing.
Oh, yeah.
And now, I mean, this is showing that.
And it looks like, to me, like Live is really picking, Live.com starting to pick up some steam.
Yeah.
So. Well, there's got to be an alternative. I mean, that's the reality of
what gets me about Live is Live is looks so much like Google.
Yeah. Microsoft
is doing what they're good at doing, which is copying other people's stuff.
Well, nothing succeeds like success.
Yeah.
But that doesn't surprise me. I mean, how long do you think it's going to be until Yahoo's actually, I wouldn't say completely done, but say completely out of the picture, or say mostly out of the picture?
Oh, no. You know, someone's bound to buy out Yahoo somewhere right down the line.
Well, yeah, maybe Microsoft in the basement bargain sale that they're going to be sold at.
I mean, yeah, I'm just hoping that maybe AT&T would buy them out.
Yeah, that, I mean, you know, who knows? I mean, if they keep going the way they are, I mean, maybe one of us can.
Yeah. I got $5.
Yeah. I'll chip in a buck.
I'll give you 10. Come on.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Money bags over here. Yeah. We'll pull resources here. I'd like to say I own the number 3 search engine in the world.
Well, Ted. Series of tubes. Stevens. Is found guilty.
I'm really sad by this. This makes me really sad. It's
I love is the fact he went for the speedy trial because he's like, I have to clear myself before Election Day. And what does he do? He gets found guilty right before Election Day.
Yeah, that's
not a big truck.
It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes, Mike.
Really?
Yeah.
A series of tubes.
See?
When you put your message in, it gets in line. It's going to be delayed by anyone that puts into that tube enormous amounts of material.
I don't think Ted got his message saying the fact he shouldn't go for his first speedy trial.
Yeah. You know, this is kind of sad because this will probably be the last time I get to use those sound effects.
No. No. We'll get to use them in a couple weeks after we say that he lost his Senate seat.
There you go.
The internet was sent by my staff at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday.
The internet was sent by his staff, man. You know?
The whole entire internet. Wow.
You guys have no appreciation for Ted whatsoever. Do you realize, thanks to the internet, and this is, once again, we are getting back to irony here. Once again, thanks to the internet, Ted will live on forever. Simply because he was Ted.
Yeah.
Series of tubes.
Precisely. Ted, Mr. Tubes. Series of tubes, bridge that goes to nowhere, road to nowhere.
And some software, there's like one of the Mac softwares I use, after he gave his speech, is a transfer software. They changed their icon to a big truck.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Transmit.
God bless them. That's just fantastic. You know, Ted, he's getting up there in age, and he's not going to be with us forever, but thanks to the internet, he will live on in one way or another.
Trucks can be filled.
That's a beautiful thing.
Speaking of somebody else that got canned, Jacko Thompson.
I'm not shedding as many tears for
Jack Effin Thompson is officially disbarred. The paperwork is in. You can go up to the Florida Bar website and see the fact he has been permanently disbarred. And seeing as Jack doesn't have a lot,
Thompson.
Seeing as Jack is not officially in the bar in any other state, it's doubtful any other state will let him into the bar.
Yeah, into the bar. Well, bar would be the only way. The funny thing about this is, how bad do you have to be to like get kicked out of a group of lawyers? Seriously, they'll be like, you ambulance chasers over there. Yeah, you can hang out with us, Ted. No, I mean, I'm sorry, Jack. I'm afraid you can't come into the clubhouse anymore.
Not only are we going to give you a 5-year suspension, not only are we going to give you a 10-year suspension, you're permanently barred.
That's right. Not allowed to hang out with any more lawyers.
Wow.
Sad state of affairs.
Hey, but you know, he might be able to get a job on Fox News.
Oh, what does that say about Fox News? What does that say about Jack? You're probably right about that. There is life after disbarment, I guess.
Just wait for the next shooting to happen. I'm sure Jack will sit there and come out and say, this kid, less than 3 minutes after it happened, he'll say, this kid was sat there and influenced by video games, I swear.
Well, you know, there's always consulting work. I mean, I don't think the guy's going to go hungry, but
yeah.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Well, speaking of things that are being discontinued, rumor has it that the Mac Mini is going to be discontinued.
Yeah, it's been like over 490 days since the last update of the Mac Mini. No word from Apple on anything regarding it.
That's disconcerting. I mean, which is sad. I mean, if you think about it, Mac Mini's been a pretty solid product for
I'm Apple. Hoping that they'll come out with something new to replace it with.
Oh, you know, I've heard a rumor
something
about this.
Bigger than a mini, you know, something that you could stick a standard hard drive into. And
right.
The Mac.
Yeah. Well, get this. Have you guys heard about
the Mac Lite? There we go. Mac Lite.
Yeah.
Nah, that won't happen. I don't see that happening. But I did hear something about what, one of the things that's been kicked around is the whole official Apple television with built-in hard drive and everything. Have you heard anything about that?
I think it just... I don't know. I don't see Apple getting into the television business. I really don't.
No.
No?
They've got Apple TV. If anything, they'll tweak out Apple TV or something. And the what they might do is they might sign a partnership agreement with some television companies or something
right.
to integrate Apple TV inside their television. That's the most I see Apple doing.
Well, Lenovo just went out of business, so maybe them or maybe Sony or some one of the big players. Who knows? That's just something I kind of heard. I thought that was pretty intriguing if you think about it. I mean, you know, coming out with like say 32-inch or 36 or 42-inch televisions, you know, Apple logo on there. Get more of the, you know, diversify a little bit more.
Yeah.
They are, after all, no longer Apple computer. It's just Apple.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, that's true. When it comes to Apple, I mean, you know, it could be almost anything now.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Sony, they're back in the news again.
Oh, whoops.
Ah, I see you have a machine that goes bing!
And then boom, apparently.
Sony under battery recall again? Really? 100,000 batteries that are being recalled? Acer and HP and Dell's and Toshiba's?
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
All laptops were sold between 2004 and 2005, two-thirds of which were sold outside the U.S. What's most troubling is Sony claims that the faulty batteries are the same unit that made the recall battery loose from... are from the same unit that made the recalled batteries from 2 years ago. Can Sony like get a brain and figure out how to make a battery, please?
Well, they can make a battery. That's not the problem. That making it not blow up is the problem. Batteries, yeah, they crank out batteries all day long, Mike. But you know, non-exploding batteries is the tricky
that's,
part.
That's the problem.
Yeah,
there.
It's some sort of chemistry thing. I don't know. I don't understand it myself.
Well, one would think Sony has enough money they could hire somebody that could understand it, possibly.
Yeah, now that's crazy. Well, you know, Jack Thompson is no longer employed. I don't know. Maybe he can go into the exploding battery business. I don't know.
With Sony.
With Sony, yeah.
Hey, you know what? Here we go. Jack can sit there and go into business, sit there and, you know, figure out how to sit there and stop these exploding batteries, but then cause them to detonate when you're playing a video game.
Oh, nice. I like that. There's like some sort of weird key combo that if you hit, that's like it's like remember the old Mortal Kombat the power combo.
Oh yeah.
Thing? Yo, thank you, Mike. That was perfect timing. But you hit that combo and then boom. Yeah, I like that. It's like in the is that anti theft device in the SUX in RoboCop 6000. Remember that? Yeah.
Okay.
Bullets too.
Well, that's probably what you want to ban is the bullets.
Oh, well. Well, hopefully Sony will get their act together. That would be different.
Yeah.
Well, I think that does it for this episode until next week.
Have fun with your exploding batteries. Hopefully you don't have one.
Yep. And your Jacko and.
Once again, we'll probably hear from Ted before too long. I hope so.
Anyways, this music that we're going to play to close our show out is PodSafe music. You go to podsafeaudio.com to listen to it. This is called 8-Bit Junkie.
Oh, and before we sign off, our website is wackygeeks.com. If you want to go check out any of the show notes or links.
Yep.
Good call.
And that was, what is that, episode?
47.
47, there you go. We'll get it all right sooner or later.
Somebody's not rusty, are they?
Yeah.
He only edits this. Hey, what, you know, he's not supposed to keep track of this stuff.